There is an expression, you are what you eat. If we eat the right types of food, then we'll be healthy. Eating the wrong types of food can make us unhealthy. In some cultures in the past, people thought that if you drank the blood of a bear or a lion, that would make you strong. If you ate the brains, that would make you intelligent. Or if you ate something with a strong smell, like onion or garlic, it would make you aggressive. Well, here we are to hunger and thirst for righteousness. I wonder, have you ever been hungry? When do we know that we're hungry? Yes? Hungry.
You're feeling not so great.
Not so great, okay. What else happens in your body if you're feeling hungry? Your tummy rumbles, doesn't it? Oh, yes. Really? Oh, okay. Pain in the head. Lose concentration. And what about thirsty? What does it feel like to be thirsty?
Your throat's all dry.
Your throat gets dry, doesn't it? Yes.
Headache.
Headache as well. Yes, might get a headache if you're very dry. Hunger and thirst. They're really strong desires, aren't they? To hunger and to thirst. Well, who had breakfast this morning? Okay. Who had cereal this morning? Who had pancakes this morning? No pancakes? You did have pancakes? Banana pancake. Very healthy. You are what you eat. Porridge. Pardon? Molten.
Horlicks porridge.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Put your hand up if you had cardboard this morning. Cardboard.
No, I didn't have that.
Did you have cardboard for breakfast? Pardon? You did? It's a poor family. It's a poor. Okay. What about who had juice with their breakfast? Juice. Who had tea? Who had coffee? It rained last night, so who had some water from a puddle? Have we really ever been hungry?
Yes.
Have we ever really been hungry enough to eat cardboard?
Actually, with this kid, I've bought ones that taste like cardboard.
Have we ever been thirsty enough to actually go and drink water from a puddle? No. Do we really know what it is to hunger and thirst? Fortunately, we don't have to wait too long before we can eat again or drink again. You've been running around playing a sport or just running around on a hot day. You're really thirsty. You managed to get your hands on a glass of water. Oh, lovely.
It could be one.
How good does water taste when you really need it? Your thirst is quenched. You've not eaten for hours. But then that smell comes up from the kitchen. Your mouth starts to water at the prospect of your evening meal, your tea. You go downstairs. There is your favorite home-cooked meal. And you eat it with pleasure. Hunger and thirst are desires. As Psalm 42 puts it, as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? Water can make us well again. How many of those TV shows do we watch to do with hospitals? Do they always say, get fluids into him, put a drip on? We're told that we must drink, adults, 2.5 litres of water a day. Children, 1 to 1.5 litres a day. Of course, we've been worried about the lack of rain, but now we've had the rain. Water can make a difference. Ground that is dry and cracked can soon be transformed with rain. Crops will grow. Things can be changed with water. Take this tablet. It's dry and hard. Put it in water. Comes a refreshing cloth. That dry tablet becomes something useful. Here we have some hearts. These hearts are all dry. Is your heart dry?
Thank you.
It is dry. So, can I invite you to come and get some water? So, I'd like to hand those out. So there's water at the front, there's water at the back. Get yourself some water and let's see what difference water can make to these dry hearts. So put some water in the cup and then add your dry heart and see what happens. Oh, It's a sponge. Have you got water yet? Oh. Okay.
Exactly.
Joshua, wasn't it obvious that it was a sponge?
Sorry.
It's not baptism yet. It's not baptism yet.
Pretty obvious.
Thank you. So the dry heart is transformed. Imagine someone in the desert. You're desperate for a drink. Now, this is a real film. It's black and white, children. It was a real film, free advertising. How much do we want to change? How hungry are we for righteousness? How thirsty are we to live in a way that pleases God? As Elaine read to us, let anyone who is thirsty, come to me and drink. We need to go to Jesus, admit that we've done wrong, say sorry, and have the desire, the hunger, the thirst to keep that relationship going week in, week out. With Jesus, we can be filled. We hunger and thirst for righteousness to be filled. Filled with all the good things that God wants to give us. Filled with the Holy Spirit. We are filled to the brim. And those leaks have gone. But not only are we filled to the brim. Oh, that's not going to be enough, is it? We are filled to the brim. No leaks. And we overflow as well with God's blessings. We are filled to the brim, and those blessings overflow, and we can share God's blessings with those around us. We can help and refresh and comfort our friends and family. If we are really hungry and thirsty for Jesus, then with God's help, we will behave better. We will pray more. We will stop our bad habits. We will live life to the full. A paraphrase of this fourth beatitude could be, deeply joyful and spiritually whole are those who actively seek a right relationship with God, and in so doing, discover that He alone can completely save and satisfy our souls. Amen.